Hi, everybody. Paul Sesnick here, and welcome to another episode of Mighty Companions Together Again. This episode I'm calling Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. This topic has to do with a request I received just moments ago, about a half an hour ago, asking if I would pray for a young woman who is writing some exams. And this prayer was request was made by several of her family and friends. And I sent a text back saying, yes, I would do that. Here's what I do. And this is not what most people do when they pray. Most people think prayer is asking for outside intervention. They're praying and asking for help for someone who might be sick, someone who's going through some stressful situation, whatever it might be. They're asking for outside help to assist that individual. That is not what I do. Each of us is made in the image and likeness of the infinite creator. Therefore, we have full mental capabilities to use the mind of God through us to help individuals in need. That is the same thing that Jesus did when he prayed for the sick. It's the same thing that you can do or that I can do if we want to help other people. This method that I have used has worked to help people in serious illness conditions. It's helped people to gain insight into things that they were going through that they did not understand. And here's what I did in the case of this woman looking to write some exams. I held her as a vision in my mind. I saw her face as clearly as I could. That's not always necessary. If you don't know the person even, and you have never seen a photograph of them, you have no idea what they look like, you can still do this. You simply are connecting through others who know that person. You just have to think of that person, their name, is all you need, and you can direct your thoughts, powerful thoughts of intention and assistance to that person. Again, here's what I have done just moments ago before I've done this recording. I held in mind a vision of this woman. I could see her face, and I held that in my mind as focused as I could. And then I imagined a golden white light coming from her. It got brighter and brighter and brighter to the point where I could no longer see her face because the light was so bright that her face was hidden by the brilliance of this light. I then hold that for perhaps 5 seconds. You can feel it. You can feel the intensity to the point it wells up within you. You hold it for 5 seconds. That's a long time. Switch it off just like you're switching off a light switch, and you are done. If you want to repeat it, that's fine. You don't have to repeat it. If you feel you were not focused at the time you were thinking of that person, your mind was distracted on other things, then do it again. And as you practice doing this with different people, different situations, you will notice that you get better at holding the vision. All that's necessary is to hold the vision while that light is getting brighter and brighter and brighter, emanating from them. So bright, you can't even see their face any longer. That light is totally bright. It's just sparkling, golden, white light that just sparkles and flares. You hold that for 5 seconds. It doesn't have to be exactly, but that's the general idea. And then just stop and go about your day. What you will have done is two things. Number one, you will have prevented extraneous, external, negative thoughts from impinging upon that person and making them feel fearful. Because when people are stressed out, whether it's about writing exams or illness or whatever it is, their vibration is quite low. When you hold that vision of light for them, it breaks them off and separates them away from any negative influences and only leaves their bright golden white light, which is higher consciousness in its purest form, emanating from them. That raises their level of consciousness, where they can think of things more clearly, where they can rise above the din of the negative thoughts that maybe they've held prior to writing the exam, or thoughts they've held about some disease they've had, or a stressful situation they've had at home or at work or whatever. You break them free of outside negative forces that will try to attach themselves to that person. The golden white light does that and frees that individual to be creative, to find strength within, because they are no longer influenced by negative outside entities. That's what I've done with this individual, and I'd suggest you use that as well. You will feel it. It's not something where you do it and think, oh, I didn't feel anything. I don't know if that worked. You do feel it. It'll give you goosebumps. And just practice it. And it's not like you have to do a lot of practicing. You can do this correctly the first time. Certainly as you do it more frequently and just use that. This is a very quick way of holding a prayer for someone. It's called praying. This idea of praying is really misunderstood. When you live your day, and you're going through all your thoughts and feelings of what you're doing throughout the day and how you feel about various things, those are prayers. Those are prayers because they are your focused thoughts. Every focused thought, no matter how weak the focus is a prayer. Why? Because of the law of cause and effect, the law of attraction. When you think and feel a certain way, you are bringing more of it to pass in your life and in the lives of others as well. Therefore, your entire day is one continuous prayer. Some for goodness, some for not goodness, but they are all prayers. When you focus a prayer intentionally, such as what I just mentioned to you, that is absolutely powerful. If you get two or three people to come together, you're on the telephone together in a three-way call maybe, or you're on the internet seeing each other, and you have a group of you, and one of you leads the group in a visualization or meditation of this sort, this is a prayer. You will say to the group, okay, we're all going to visualize now this person who has asked for prayer for themselves or a friend who is in need because of some physical issue. You do not need to know what the physical problem is they're going through. You don't need to know what the name of a disease happens to be. You don't need to know whether it's some emotional difficulty they're going through and some relationship issue. You don't need to know that. Just the simple idea of bringing several minds together to focus on that individual collectively, where you would say to the group, if you were leading the group, I'm asking you now to participate with me in this vision right here, right now. And as you do that together, your minds join and your minds expand exponentially in the power of the vision that you're holding together. Really powerful. When minds join. On the opposite side of that coin, when people watch news, major news events, I will give you an example here. One of the most major events that we have all shared in over the last two and a half years has been our COVID experience. Imagine most of the world, most of the 7 billion people thinking about that, all watching major news narratives, all thinking how terrible it will be, not everybody, but the majority of people will be fearful about it. All of those minds who are fearful are joining together in a negative way and manifesting that COVID to continue. Why? Because that is what they are afraid of, and that is the replacing their, where they're putting their feelings and their emotions collectively and individually. If you were to walk into a building where people have all gone in and there are many, many seats to sit in where you're going to get your vaccination, just that energy in that building alone, it is not love. It is quite something else. They're going in there out of fear and looking at all these other people that are lined up there along with them. That is quite a mental focus that is exponential in direct accordance with the number of people who are thinking those negative thoughts at the same time. That's how powerful the mind is. That is how life works. That is how life is created. Now you can see the importance of this idea of having mighty companions, meaning people, who come together deliberately to add their thoughts together, to bring a vision of healing for some reason or purpose or cause. They are joining together. Their minds are working exponentially. That is a powerful, powerful influence on whoever you are aiming the visualization or meditation to. And not only does it help to heal, but remember, all healing is at a mental level. Even if someone has some serious illness, it is the mind that needs to be healed. And when the mind is healed, the body must follow. It is does not have an option. This is all so easy, folks. Thank you so much for listening. I'm really glad you tuned in on this one. This is why this topic is all about rise and shine. Rise in your level of consciousness. And when you do, you automatically shine. Thanks for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.